This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Deep, rough path, she drew back in dismay. Why, there isn't a smooth spot anywhere. It's all bumpy and stony, she screamed. And then her brother responded, yes, said her more experienced brother. But how else would you ever climb to the top if it wasn't? The stones and bumps that we step on get us there. Wow. We're going to have some trials that we're going to have to step through and go through, but God will get us there. And Jesus will take our mess and give you a message. He'll turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones, and He'll turn your test into a testimony. So the question today is, are you ready? Are you ready to go through? That's the question. I'm telling you, if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, you're not ready. Because if you don't have Christ, you'll spend eternity in hell. The Bible says, for without Christ, you will die. You must believe that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to be clear here. We hear so many people saying you have to do this to be saved, you have to do that. God's word simply says believe in Him. That's what saves you. Now, this belief is a little bit different. That's where the problem comes in. The Bible tells us the devils believe and tremble, and we know they're not saved. The saving faith that we're talking about is what Jesus said. Let's always go with what Jesus said. Jesus said this in Luke 13, verse 3. Luke 13, verse 3, and I'm closing. It says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You see there? Believing in Christ includes repentance. It cannot be separated. You can't say you've repented and don't believe in Christ. That's impossible. And you can't say you believe in Christ and haven't repented. That's impossible. They're on the same coin. Whenever you believe that God sent His precious Son to shed His blood on that cross and die for us, and in that third day He rose from the grave, that's what saved you. Here's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We see two things there. We see first, He says, confessing with the mouth. Why is that important? Because out of the mouth proceeds the issues of life. You're not going to say it if it hasn't already taken place in the heart. Oh my. Oh man. I hope you get this. You must believe that God sent His Son and He rose the third grave for your sin. You need to believe in that, and that's what saves you. You can say it in a little prayer, but I want to be clear here. That prayer will not save you if the change has not taken place in the heart. I'll read this scripture one more time, and then we'll close. I want you to listen to the song right after this. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Man, He packages it up. So if you would like to receive Christ, if you believed in Him, and now you're ready to confess Him with your mouth, you can say a prayer. Dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that Jesus died, was buried, and on the third day rose from the grave with all power. I accept Him into my heart now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now, you'll only be able to say that if the change took place in your heart. Remember, belief is what saves you, not a prayer. So we'll close out there. I just want to thank you. Remember, you must go through to get through.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.